Results of the 2023 BC Adolescent Health Survey paint a concerning picture for the mental health of Central Vancouver Island youth. Only 56% of youth aged 12 to 19 rated their mental health as good or excellent, compared to 80% in 2013 and 69% in 2018. Youth were also less likely to rate their quality of life positively. 74% felt they had a good life versus 79% in 2018. The local picture reflects what we are seeing across the province, with young people less likely than those in previous survey years to report positively on their health and well-being, and particularly on their mental health, said Dr. Annie Smith, co-author of the report and executive director of McCreary Center Society. For example, over the past decade, we saw the percentage of local youth reporting disordered eating, such as purging, more than doubled, and we now have over a quarter of young people reporting that they have self-harmed by deliberately cutting or injuring themselves in the past 12 months. There was a decrease in the percentage of youth who slept for at least 8 hours the night before taking the survey, 41% versus 50% in 2018 and 55% in 2013. 30% of respondents missed school in the past month because they slept in. There were some changes in youth's living situations over the past 5 years, with a decrease in those who moved in the past 12 months, 18% versus 26% in 2018, and an increase in those who lived in a household with their grandparents, 11% versus 8%. Central Island youth were less likely than those 5 years ago to feel connected to their family and school. 50% felt like a part of their school versus 57% in 2018, and feeling safe at school declined to 57% from 68%. The percentage of youth who plan to attend post-secondary dropped from 82% to 70% in that same time period. It was not all bad news in the report. Indigenous youth in the Central Island were over 3 times as likely to be able to speak at least a few words of an Indigenous language, compared to Indigenous youth a decade earlier, 37% versus 10% in 2013. There was a local increase in youth who reported having supportive adults in their life whom they could speak to if they were having a serious problem. Approximately 3/4, 76%, had such an adult inside their family, versus 71% in 2018. The 2023 BC Adolescent Health Survey was completed by around 38,500 young people ranging in age from 12 years old to 19 years old in 59 of BC's 60 school districts. The survey was developed in consultation with young people, parents, and other experts in youth health. It was pilot tested with diverse young people in communities across BC before being administered in the Central Vancouver Island region by public health nurses and allied health professionals to students in mainstream public schools in the spring of 2023. News staff.